This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 367 for Wednesday, April 28th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts are mostly lower Wednesday morning, with only the lightly traded nearby May contract holding on to gains as traders exit the front month ahead of its expiry. Canola up $9.10 now in the May contract at $911. That contract is really chopping around. The other more deferred months all lower. July down $3.50 at $833.60 per ton. New crop November down $5.70 at $688.20. Speculative profit-taking is a feature in the most active months, as yesterday's retreat from contract highs was bearish from a chart standpoint. Overnight losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil and recent strength in the Canadian dollar also weighed on canola, although the soy complex is turning mixed to higher. Tight supplies and uncertainty over new crop production also remained supportive for canola, with any losses likely seen as buying opportunities for end users. In the U.S., activity is mixed. Both corn and wheat are mostly lower, and soybeans are turning higher in the front months after early losses. Soybeans had moved down in overnight trade, but are posting gains in the most active months now. The July contract up 7 cents at $15.26 per bushel. Losses in Malaysian palm oil overnight did pressure values somewhat, but tight old crop soybean supplies and good demand remained supportive. Soybean seedings are running slightly ahead of average in the U.S. Corn, it's also mixed. The nearby May contract up sharply as traders are exiting that front month, but the more deferred months all lower. July down 2 cents at $6.52 per bushel. While persistent weather concerns in both the U.S. and Brazil remain supportive for corn, the weather premiums have been largely built into the market for the time being, and overbought price sentiment opened the door for some profit-taking. Wheat, it's lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 9 cents in the July contract at $7.38 per bushel. Kansas City also down 9 cents at $7.02 per bushel in July. And Chicago wheat down 7 cents in the July contract at $7.26 per bushel. Recent moisture is thought to be improving the crop prospects for U.S. winter wheat, although it's still dry in the northern spring wheat regions. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, April 28th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.